Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia. Today is Tuesday, June the 16th, and we're glad you're joining us, and I'm sorry if I seem a little disturbed.
You hear the giggle in his voice.
For those that are listening, we had Mary Jo was...
We will be fixing that in post, so they won't even know that happened.
Mary Jo was going to do the intro and got a little bit ahead of herself, but that's okay. That's all right. Good job, Mary Jo.
Thank you. Joining me
today in the studios, Mary Jo and Lee. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you all?
Hi. Fine.
I am rocking and rolling. I'm excited about today's show.
We got Mary Jo a little bit in a quant. You know that. She's not going to be quite herself for about... It'll take 15 minutes or so.
I think 5 minutes, maybe.
All right. Hey, we're going to have a great show today. Joining us is a good friend and a repeat guest, Jack Magley of Heavenly Wheels. Jack is, as I said, a great friend, a business partner in that we work very closely together.
With.
And just a good guy to have. So with that, I don't know what else I can say without lying, Jack. Good morning.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate being here today and be able to tell everyone what Heavenly Wheels really is.
Well, why don't you first tell us a little bit of your background, then move over to Heavenly Wheels.
Well, I'm Jack Magley, and I moved to Atlanta, Georgia in 1985. And through my sales career, was able to land a job with the owners of Heavenly Wheels about a year and a half ago. As operations manager, I am to oversee the store operations and merchandise we carry, as well as getting the orders out to the customers at the fastest possible times.
That's a pretty big job.
Well, it's doable.
Let me ask you this. And how do you do in meeting that objective?
Right now, it is basically 24/7.
Yeah.
I'm answering my phone or delivering lift chairs to scooters to rental wheelchairs.
Well, I'm going to speak for Jack on Jack's behalf. He's been a little bit modest. Jack's forte is helping the client, and he's very, very good about addressing the need in the most timely manner possible. It's probably what sets him apart. So I'll quit plugging you, Jack, and let you let you do your own advertisement here.
That's okay. Well, Heavenly Wheels, they have been in business since 2005, growing throughout the north suburbs of Atlanta. We are now located in Johns Creek, right next door to the Johns Creek Emory Hospital. And so with that exposure, being in the correct area, we are doing rental merchandise, repairs. We're doing product sales on new products. We are out there in front of the customers in every assisted and independent and memory care home throughout North Atlanta.
And he's also a he's also a community servant. You know, I got to mention this. Jack and I do some marketing together, and in order to win friends and influence people, and also just kind of do a good deed. Jack pulls his portable turntable with lights like a big jukebox into assisted livings or senior independent livings and plays vintage music for an hour. And I usually bring the refreshments and make him dance with me, and I dance with the seniors, and they seem to love that. And we have a good time for an hour.
We do, but now you've exposed me.
Uh-oh.
Yes, as a big vinyl record collector, I am interested in getting the right music for all the seniors that they can hear music from their days, from the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and have a great time and put a smile on their face.
Mm-hmm. When we dance, it usually makes them smile or laugh. They might be laughing
more
at us.
More laughter, I think, than smiles.
That's okay, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of things there that I want to touch on. First of all, just kind of a call out to those that are listening. If anyone has a collection or know of a collection of vinyls that you know, it might be of interest, contact Jack and let's see if you can work a deal with him. How's that sound?
That sounds like a winner.
And I also want to say that, you know, it's real funny. Before we came on the show, and Jack and I have a good relationship and know each other and both running businesses, I asked Jack how business was, and he spoke in you know, he was giving me the status, and but he made a comment that resonated with me. I'm doing the same with us, and it's really funny. The three things that we both are focused on are exactly the same, though we have different businesses. And one of those is to help people, and that's what this Sock Hop is all about. Jack giving up his time, Mary Jo giving up their time to going out, and simply to give back to our seniors and to help them out. So I just, again, thank you, Jack, and thank you, Mary Jo. Both of you do a great job. I've been involved in that, and it is rewarding when you walk out after being with them. It's tedious while you're there, but when you walk out, it's rewarding knowing that you were able to bring a smile to their face.
Yes, we really appreciate that.
boy, there was some debt. That statement probably didn't mean a whole lot, did it?
Sure it did. We thank you. Sure it did.
But in chime with the Vintage Music Hour, we also do presentations and try to convey to the seniors that we will discount merchandise so they can afford them. Right now, with a lift chair, we will discount it to where they don't have to go through Medicare, but we'll discount everything that Medicare takes care of and get them the chair in 3 to 5 days compared to 3 months. What a phenomenal sale and promotion we're doing. Just this last week, we probably sold 7 to 10 lift chairs.
How can you do that? Why does it take, first of all, Medicare 3 to 4 months to do what you can do in 3 to 4 days?
Well, the process is that the customer or the client will go through the procedure of qualifying to see that they can even get one through Medicare and fill out the paperwork, send it to Medicare, and if they have purchased other products for them, they will not allow. The Georgia allowance through Medicare for a lift chair is $284. They pay part of the motor cost, which boils down to, after a 20-80 split, they really only pay $227. So we're going to discount the chairs 20% regardless of what they're retailing for and make sure we eat that up. And so instead of getting a lift chair through Medicare in 3 months or maybe more, we can get it to them in 5 to 7 days.
And you basically will discount it to equal what Medicare would have paid.
The out-of-pocket expense for the person is the same on Medicare and you.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're going to discount basically 20% off of a $3,000 chair is, you know, basically
$600.
That's right. Medicare total allowance is $284.
Right. So really, it's a better deal for you.
Right.
Financially.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's a better deal for the customers.
I said that wrong. I meant the customer.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this might seem like a kind of a dumb question, but tell me, I mean, is a lift chair, is that like an easy chair that lifts, or is it like a folding chair? I mean, what's a lift chair for those of us who don't know?
Okay. A lift chair is a well, comfortable recliner that has all the functions to help the customer in a lift situation to where maybe their legs are weak and they have to go to their walker or their rollator, and this chair will give them the ability and make their life easier. In a lot of cases, a lot of customers will sleep in those chairs. So we always qualify what the customer is going to use it for and which chair is best for them and get them the right product.
So it's a recliner. It's got a foot thing.
Right.
And the seat actually lifts up electronically.
To a standing position.
Cool.
Jack, you just mentioned your last statement was to get the client the best product when you were speaking of lift chairs. Well, isn't a lift chair a lift chair? What distinguishes one model from the other, and how does it benefit the client?
Well, everything is power on the lift chair compared to some of the recliners. You have a little arm on the side to lift up on to get the foot lift out, to put your feet in a more relaxed state as if you're watching TV or just relaxing. So the power chair or the lift chair is all electric, basically, and will put you in all those positions to have a better day.
Okay.
Right.
But what distinct, what, obviously you've got various models of these power lift chairs. What are some of the distinguishing features there?
There are some chairs that just have a lift and TV position, mm-hmm. which is called a two-position chair, okay. or we also have a multi-position chair, right. which will take them down in a lay-down sleep position mm-hmm. and everything in between.
All right.
So that's why we always inquire, what's your height and weight? How are you going to use the chair? Mm-hmm. And then we, in our formula, we'll figure out exactly what they need to help them best.
One thing that really it kind of surprised me, but then it made sense. A question we heard when Jack and I were out one time is somebody said, oh, I didn't know you had chairs. Your name is Heavenly Wheels. So tell them all the different kinds of things you have.
We have a showroom that is over 2,500 square feet in Johns Creek. And we feature wheelchairs, transport chairs, rollators, bath seats. We have 12 different styles of lift chairs. We have 10 different styles of scooters and power chairs. We also have a big rental business in hospital beds and Hoyer lifts and other products that we have in our location.
But you also, I mean, you have all that, you know, fancy stuff, for lack of a better word, but you also have some simplest things that they might need, like the bath bars and stuff like that, right?
Right, that's correct. We have a lot of things like the bath bars and reachers. Everybody's familiar with that, or BioFreeze, which is a gel that cools the muscle and relaxes it, to different products
to
help in their
everyday.
You've got
that great deodorizing stuff too, right?
Yes, Nomo O, which is odor reducer for if your pet has an accident in the house or you have an accident mm-hmm. in the house, this will eliminate the odor and the stain.
You know, there's one product that I'm fascinated about. I've seen it, and it's I don't know what you call it, Jack, but it's the little handhold that you put into the door latch to assist you to get in and out of cars. Mm-hmm. What is that?
That is a tool to attach to the lock,
yeah.
device on your automobile, and you can use it as a handhold or an arm. It's called a ratchet.
Okay.
Yes, and we carry those as well.
Very, very, very useful tool for someone who is in wheelchairs.
Wheelchairs or power chairs.
Right.
You can see all the different products that we carry on our website. We have a tremendous website that pops up first every time you Google rental chairs, scooters, rental wheelchairs, and we pop up first.
And while you're on that topic, what's the website address?
www.heavenlywheels.com.
Okay.
In fact, on our rental page there, you can pre-book a wheelchair for graduation or a family reunion or an event that you might be coming to Atlanta for or live in Atlanta and you just need it for a certain period of time. During graduations for Georgia State and Emory University, we rented from anywhere from a week to one day rentals of wheelchairs, over 70 chairs.
Wow.
So our business is growing and we have everything. If they call us today, we're going to figure out how to get them a wheelchair or a transport chair, whatever their need is.
What's the difference in a wheelchair and a transport chair?
The wheelchair is someone wheels themselves with their arms and be able to go. A transport chair to where someone's more restricted and you're doing all the pushing.
Mm-hmm. And for visual for the client, a wheelchair has usually two large rear wheels so they can
right.
push it within themselves, but a transfer chairs has four small wheels where someone has to be behind you.
And in most cases the transport chair will fit in the bathroom doors compared to the wheelchairs too wide
because of the wheels on the wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. It can be too wide.
Now do you do specialty orders too for like great big people or anything like
oh,
that?
Oh yes, most definitely. That's why the first question out of our voice, basically, when someone calls us is, what's your height and weight, or the person that needs it? In our mind, then we're calculating. Do they need a lift chair that's 26 inches wide, or do they need different products to fit them. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're after, is the end result to help that particular customer.
That's great. And you rent hospital beds too, right?
Yes, ma'am. We rent and sell.
Or sell.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We rent and sell almost
and
every product. Well, we have a big delivery crew.
Wow.
The repair division is 24/7, and we're out throughout Metro Atlanta, as far south as Hampton, Georgia, and north to Chattanooga, east to Athens, and west to Alabama line.
I'm going to another plug. Just before we walked in, you were telling me about your president doing something at an assisted living. What was he doing there in the last week? You told me the
president of the company was delivering a hospital bed to a facility, and he called me up as soon as he delivered the hospital bed, and he said, "Jack, why are they buying from us when there's a DME, durable medical equipment store, next door to them?" And I said, "I'll ask." So when the activities director and the other person that orders all this product through me came in, I said, "By the way, the president of the company was delivering the bed the other day, and we have to ask. There's a DME next door to you, but you bought and rented from me." And the customer said, basically the gal from the facility said, "We like you and we don't like them."
2 points.
People buy from people.
I liked you, and the dedication to customer service that the president's out there doing deliveries.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think that says something. You know, you do what you have to do to meet the needs of the client when you can and when you have to. And that's a commitment. That's a commitment to excellent service. Yeah.
We are trying hard and working hard. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday till 7 p.m., Sundays 12 to 5. It is a big deal to most people when they find us on a Sunday or a Saturday that we're open. Because
open Monday through Saturday, what, 10 to 7?
9 to 7.
9 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Sundays 12 to 5.
Okay.
And we basically, you can call us at 678-847-0301. That's direct to the store. And if we can't get to the phone, we'll return your phone call momentarily because we're probably helping someone else.
Now, when a person, can you walk us through what it's like if somebody's interested? They call you up. Can you do like kind of a fake intake? Like, walk us through that process so
sure.
a person gets an idea of what information they need to have on hand.
When somebody calls us, first of all, we're trying to figure out what their need is. Do they need a wheelchair? Do they need a transport chair? Do they need a scooter? And so we are asking. The second question.
What is the person's, like, did they just come from the hospital? Like, where are they typically coming from?
All over, right?
They might have just pulled out of the hospital area or basically.
So this could be a crisis. Like, this is something, an emergency that they have to get this taken care of right away?
Right.
Does that happen more times than not?
More than not. You know, we work with the hospital, and we had a customer pull out. And he needed a knee walker because he was in a cast from his ankle down.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he'd have to use crutches that are really a pain to use. And he found us in 15 minutes and pulled right into the parking lot.
So he just like Googled you and went right there.
Yep.
Durable medical equipment.
Yeah, on the outside of the building, the big sign says home medical.
Okay.
Because we're trying to fit products into the home and make life easier. But across the doors, we're still Heavenly Wheels, and we're still trying to figure out exactly what we need above the door, and so everybody knows where to come. That's why we have products sitting outside with balloons. We have scooters and transport chairs and wheelchairs outside to draw attention to where we're at.
Do you still have your tricked out scooter, was that it?
That was a three-wheel scooter that went 9.5 miles an hour.
Do you still have that?
It looked like a Harley.
Do you still have that?
No, we've moved on from there.
Well, that used to be the focal point. You drive by and they have this scooter, which, you know, three-wheel, and it looked like a big Harley sitting there. It was pretty cool.
Everything but the flame.
But this person, like, that called you or checked you online and then came in, a lot of times I would think that they think they need one thing.
That's correct.
And then they get into your store and they see 50 other things that might be helpful.
Right.
Does that happen?
That does happen a lot because they didn't realize how big we were really were.
Right.
And how big our showroom is.
And also, when you have this, whatever their ailment is or whatever their injury is or whatever they're dealing with, you don't know how to deal with it until you're actually in your house and you're having, then the problems kind of present themselves, yeah. Right? Like
right.
All of a sudden you're like, I can't make it into the bathroom or I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And then how do they go back and call you?
Yeah,
sometime?
In that case, yeah. Would you trade them or with them?
Let me tell you about an instance that we had the other day. A customer called and he had rented a power chair. And he couldn't reach the sink when he pulled straight up to the
right
to the sink area.
And like you couldn't have known that, right? Unless
we wouldn't have known that unless right. He called. So he called us and we're talking to him and we say, geez, George, did you realize that the handle on the side, we demonstrated it to you when we brought the chair, but maybe you forgot since then? We'll be able to turn you to where the front of the power chair is not blocking your area, but you're able to reach the sink or the kitchen table.
From the side.
That's right, from the side. So it's all about, we go through a whole list of items to tell the customer what's going to happen if this does or if that does.
And but they're overwhelmed. I mean, this
is... Sure they
this
are.
Is, you know...
They're in a crisis state.
Right. So, but that's the level of service where in some instances they might think, oh, let me go and get this at the cheapest place or online or something. But this level of service is something you're not going to get in those locations, right?
That's correct.
And that's probably why you get so many happy customers.
Yes. And we enforce that every time we rent something to somebody, because if they come back happy because we got them in the right product, we ask them if they could just tell 10 people over the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10 people results in 1,000 to 100,000 to 1,000,000 people that know more about us.
Right.
You know, it's real funny. You just hit upon the concept of effective communication.
That's good. That's
talking
great.
To them. Mary Jo and I had an experience yesterday that demonstrates just the opposite.
Uh-oh.
I got to be careful because I don't, but we went to visit with a lady who had fallen and had an injured elbow surgery. And I don't know how it transpired, but she was given what looked to be a brace. And Mary Jo and I are assuming that the brace is there to protect the injured elbow and, you know, to keep so it will heal. And the lady is under the same impression. And we talked for a long time, and we finally reached out and spoke to someone who was better, more in the know than we.
Mm-hmm.
While we were there for 30 minutes, the lady complained about how much the brace hurt her elbow. And she said, after an hour wearing it or 2 hours of wearing it, I can't stand it anymore. I got to take it off. So in essence, you know, in our minds, Mary Jo, in my mind, we're saying the device that was supposed to protect her is only being worn 2 hours a day because she can't stand it and she's exposed. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Here's the effective communication. The long story short, after we made a few calls, that device is not a protective device. That's a therapeutical device that is put on to
stretch
the ligaments. And it's only supposed to be worn for 10 minutes at a time. No one, I mean,
right.
Some right there, some, I don't care what anyone says, whether it was a physician or whether it was the manufacturer rep who brought the device out, somewhere the communication didn't happen. Now, maybe it was the client's fault and she just misunderstood, but it's still, you stop and think about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Getting the right product and being able to educate them on how they're to use it, and especially the caregivers too.
Yeah.
You know, if we can't speak to the right person because mom has dementia, we're not getting our point across, you know, and how to use the product that they needed because the doctor prescribed it.
And you're right. And it might not be that you didn't communicate properly or effective. Mm-hmm. It's who you're communicating to.
Yeah.
Because we have to face facts. I mean, I'm sure you said these people are in states of of anxiety. Mm-hmm. They're panicked. They don't feel well, and they're, you know, in their 70s. So you add all that together, it doesn't matter what you tell them. There certainly isn't.
Right. Retention isn't going to be there.
That's right.
The comprehension and retention.
Exactly. There can be confusion. So you got to do it a different way.
Well, in fact, we had another couple come in. He is 97. The wife is 78.
Woo.
Now,
robbed a cradle.
He thinks that he needs a scooter to get around.
Where'd she come from?
I don't know. You brought her.
She's your dance partner.
That's right. Exactly.
We're exposed again. So she's convinced that he needs a scooter, but she's the one that has to take it apart and put it in the trunk because they travel all over. They're both of great mind. The body's just needing a little help. So we go through hours, and I bet that customer's been in at least 6 times in the last 15 days, and we're showing her new products and to make sure that she can do it, to lift and break down a scooter to put in the trunk. It's tough, you know.
It's tough for a younger person.
Yeah, let alone anybody
right.
else.
You know, there's an interest. Speak to that, and I know most people don't understand that the scooters are broken down, and I'm guessing you can correct me, but 8 to 9 parts, you can actually break it down, and each part probably only weighs 10 pounds. And again, don't
just
quote me,
but isn't
that
right?
Yeah. You tell
okay.
the real story.
Yeah. So the Traveler Go-Go scooter yeah. breaks down into 5 pieces. He was close, but no cigar.
I'm selling, baby.
Yeah.
He's got an older version at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Edition. Yeah. So the heaviest piece is the battery, which is like 23 to 24 pounds.
I'm selling, baby.
But it is doable by most people or a team of people picking up the parts.
The battery is 23 pounds.
Yeah, everything else is less. So, you know, that's the most difficult thing we have to convey. Can you really do this?
Is that the lightest one?
And how many times a day are they taking it in and out of a car?
Right. So the end result was they went back home and talked to him the last time we talked to him, and they're going to buy the breakdown scooter, but they're going to get a car lift for their vehicle that can just drive up on it, and they don't have to take it apart.
Okay. Do you help them with
what
the car
blessing.
Lift, too?
Yes, we do car lifts and ramps and all different types of product. That's why our website is so great. You can look at ramps and call us for pricing, depending on the height of the step that it's going to go to. And we have people call us, you know, even if they're moving a gun safe into the house, they'll rent a 12-foot ramp from us to take it up to the front step and get it through
but
the doorway.
But what if they, can they just call you and say, look, we have this approaching the surgery and we know we're going to need some stuff. We're not sure what we're going to need. Can you come out and kind of get the lay of the land and make some suggestions?
Most definitely. We've loaded up scooters to ramps and taken to people's houses to see if exactly what they really need. And there was a couple in Dunwoody that we took 3 different scooters to that day and demonstrated all of them to see what was going to fit in the house, what's going to go in the bathroom, and how he was going to be able to use it.
Wow.
So
see, that level of service is just very impressive.
We'll go to them no matter if they're in Lawrenceville or Loganville or Cumming or Woodstock. It doesn't really matter. You know, we want to help as much as we can on our end to make their life better.
Mm-hmm. And how do you handle repairs?
Well, we have a toll-free number for repairs, and they can call the repair division, and we'll get back to them within 24 hours. It's either an emergency repair or something that's been going, and they need a tune-up or something to that effect. So we have an 888 number, 792-0301, extension 107. And that will take them right to the person that can get their information and get the repair clinic guy to them to get them in, on the schedule.
Jack, we good show, quickly approaching.
We're not running out of time already. We're just getting warmed up.
Okay, Lee, here, wind it back up, baby. Here we go. If I could ask you, what is the one thing in your mind that sets you apart? I know what you're going to say, but tell us again, what's the one thing in your mind that sets you apart, that distinguishes you, why someone should do business with Heavenly Wheels?
Well, I think in our business, the end result is the customer in need and how we can help them. That's our greatest benefit, and also knowing that we've made their life easier. And that's the goal of all of us. We're all trained professionals, and that's why we try to lead them through the products that they need to make life easier on them as well as the caregivers.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. Jack, it's been a great show. We thank you for being our guest and our friend. As we close, how can they get a hold of you? How can our listening audience get a hold of you? What website and phone numbers could they use?
We are located in Johns Creek on McGinnis Ferry Road at 6375 McGinnis Ferry Road, Suite 101. That is the light between LA Fitness and Johns Creek Emory Hospital. Mm-hmm. And you can go to our website at www.heavenlywheels.com and look at all our products. It also has the phone numbers, directions, and a map on how to get to us.
And just one more time, what's the phone number to the store?
678-847-0301.
Jack, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
Well, again, open invitation to come back at your desire. And I know there's some potential news out there about Heavenly Wheels in the future. And when that time is right, please feel free to come back.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate your business and giving each other referrals because we're trusted friends and we both do business with integrity. And we know that about you, Jack. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. We want to once again thank Jack and thank our listening audience for joining us and giving us their time. We want to remind you that you can always listen to a rebroadcast at eugeriaradio.com. And we want to say, as we always do, that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.